Sri Sai Ram. My most humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Mother Sai. My greetings to all the trust members, dignitaries, dear students and fellow pilgrims present here today. Warm wishes to all the lovely ladies present here and all over the world whose heart is very much here, though physically absent on this joyous occasion of Ladies' Day. The first part of our program is an invocatory recital by Dr. Shobhana Swaminathan, an accomplished Veena artist. Having achieved MA, M Philosophy and PhD in Indian Music, she is a graded artist at the All India Radio, Chennai, and director at the Kala Sangamam, an institution conducting exams in Carnatic music. She has given several solo performances in and around Tamil Nadu and all around the world. She has been a guest faculty over a three-day workshop at the Music College at Puttaparthi. I now invite her to start this program.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We will now formally begin the program with the lighting of the lamp by Her Excellency, the Governor of Telangana. Om Shri Sai Ram. I offer my loving salutations at the divine lotus feet of beloved Bhagavan. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to everybody. On behalf of the organizing committee for the Ladies' Day celebrations, I welcome each and everyone present here to the Ladies' Day celebrations of 2019. Our special and warm welcome to Her Excellency, the Governor of Telangana, Dr. Sundararajan. We are indeed grateful to her for having agreed to be the chief guest of today, despite many prior commitments that she had. I believe that this is her first visit to Prashanthi Nilayam, and we are very glad that it is on the Ladies' Day of 2019, because ma'am symbolizes a high achiever among women. I would also like to warmly welcome the guest speakers of today, Miss Isabella Chu from Hong Kong and Miss Alida Parks from the USA. Let me begin by expressing on behalf of all the ladies assembled here and all the women of the world our gratefulness to beloved Bhagwan for fixing 19th November as Ladies' Day. It might have been in a half-serious manner that the 19th November day was fixed as Ladies' Day, because a lot of us women always felt that there were some things we could not do for Bhagwan, which the men were able to. But it is not as if the Ladies' Day is meant only for that. The vision is quite clear to us if we go back 51 years and recognize that Bhagwan started in the series of educational institutions that he began first in 1968, a girls' college at Anantapur. So Bhagwan's vision was very clear. He wanted to empower women, and he wanted women to empower themselves by realizing their self-worth. Often, women are themselves responsible for where they are. So we are really grateful to Bhagwan for creating this opportunity for us to understand who we are and what we are. And only if we understand first who we are and what we are, will the world recognize us. I'm sure there are many women present here. They don't have to be in high positions. They would be just homemakers. But they all know, and they will endorse, that for a woman to be recognized for her talent and her worth, she has to overperform before she is recognized. There are many battles, many challenges that women have to face before they are accepted, whether it is as a daughter-in-law, as a mother, or as a corporate CEO, or whatever. So that we are all very much aware of, but we have not assembled here to remember all that and feel sad. We are here to celebrate the qualities that we women have, which stand out above everything else. The quality of compassion, kindness, love, forgiveness, tolerance, and the list goes on. But last but and not the least, courage. Though they may not have physical strength equal to men, I think the inner strength and courage of women is certainly commendable. This has been demonstrated many times by women all over the world. So in the spirit of what our Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi has initiated Bharat Ki Lakshmi this Diwali. And not just Bharat Ki Lakshmi, the Lakshmi are the great women of the world. In that spirit, we need to honor all the women that have achieved, against all odds, something that they could contribute to the world, to the society around them. Some of them have been quietly working to help humanity, to help their society, to help the underprivileged. But very quickly now, the attention is going to women who are doing something for the world, for the nation, and for their society. So it is in this spirit that we have to remember what our Prime Minister started as Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao, and recently this Bharat Ki Lakshmi. To my mind, it all started in 1968 with Bhagwan starting a girls' college for women. So it is in this tradition, it is in this mainstream that the Ladies' Day of 19th November every year comes. So let me once again welcome all of you to this very sacred day, 19th November, and we hope that we women will continue to prove ourselves, and we will prove ourselves not just as daughters, as wives, as mothers, as business CEOs, or as governors, or for that matter, as chief ministers, etc. But that we will prove ourselves that we can do it. We can do it. And we are second to none. Jai Sai Ram.
Our first speaker for today's morning is Miss Isabella Chu, a permanent judge of Hong Kong, China, and former chairlady of the Hong Kong Judge Association. Judge Isabella Chu is an ardent devotee of Bhagwan. She is a frequent visitor to Prashanthi Nilayam and supports many service projects in Hong Kong, China, and Puttaparthi. Judge Isabella read law at the University of Glamorgan in England, and studied the professional bar vocation course at the University of Westminster in London. She has worked as a practicing lawyer for 18 years in Hong Kong and was appointed as a deputy judge in 2013 and was appointed as a permanent judge by the Hong Kong Judiciary on 23rd November 2014. She has been organizing different activities and events for different levels of judges, including a very successful judiciary tour to Bhutan and Jerusalem. By Bhagwan's blessings, she has been able to learn the whole Rudram in a month's time and became the Rudra chanter in the Ati Rudra Mahayagna in Kumbh Mela, Mount Holy Kailash in Tibet, Badrinath in Himalayas, and Thiruvanmalai in India. Miss Isabella.
Offering my most humble bonant at the lotus feet of our beloved Swami. Honorable Madam Governor, respected trustees of Certified Central Trust, the chairman and a member of the International Organization and the Saver Organization, and the committee member of the Ladies' Day and all the students, esteemed elder, dearest brother and sister, my very nothing siram to all of you. Very grateful to Swami for letting me to stand here again. Truly my great honor. And today It's my first time to deliver this speech without my family members to be with me here, as they have to stand by for the emergency duty for our Hong Kong protest. I told them, this is indeed a golden opportunity and great privilege given by Bhagwan to all of them to serve and protect our community. And by Swami's grace, I have been acting as an emergency duty judge and shifting to the court to deal with all the civil claim of the protest. For me, I have no fear with my full force to discharge my duty sitting in the bench. Because I have a full conviction on Swami's word, Swami said, God is the truth. If you stick to the truth and follow my teaching, you have full protection from me. And you have to follow the law of the land and love your own country. I stick to that. I have no single fear. And this time, Swami led me to learn and practice how to have the big heart, tolerance, patience to those people with violence. I tell you, it's not easy at all. But I already remind myself one thing. Swami said, Arata come to the world not only for the good people, but most importantly, to come for the people who have the sin. They need more blessing, they need more mercy, and more our prayer for them to come back to the right path. And during this period, non-stop to work and meeting different challenges, and Swami led me to know one thing, very important. How big you are, how far you can go in his work, depend how much you can merge with Swami. And how you merge with Swami, I have only 2 points to make today. First, take the shortcut, come back to Puttaparthi. That is the most easiest way. Swami is here. Take the best thing from Swami and back your home. Recently, I taking the judge to Jerusalem for pilgrimage. We are very determined to go inside the tomb of the Lord Jesus. Finally, after 3 hours, we managed to get inside the tomb of the Lord Jesus. We all crying because without the physical form of the Lord Jesus inside the tomb, we can feel the real presence of the Lord there. I offer my Paramasaka to the Lord Jesus inside the tomb. And after that, I realized one thing. At Pasanti Lilium in Kuan Hall, Swami's physical form is indeed inside the Samadhi. And you no need to queue up 3 hours. Swami, in fact, is waiting for us to give darshan to all of us. That is all the mercy and the love of the Swami. If you don't know how to talk to Swami with the Samadhi, don't do it. Don't do anything. Sitting inside the Kuan Hall. When you're sitting here, focus on the Samadhi. That you will automatically inside his divine vibration. And all the things surrounding you will be automatically adjusting better and better. And the thing will fall into place. It's such simple. And the second point I want to make. If you got the grace of the God, all impossible become possible. How to earn the grace of the God? Don't stop his work. Whatever work comes to you, just take it. Do your best in offering to Swami. Then Swami will take care of everything. In June last year, that was my first time to have the 2 overseas program as a speaker in Malaysia and Singapore. And the month before, in May, I was appointed as an emergency duty judge and was not allowed to come to leave Hong Kong. So I cannot come back to Puttaparthi. It's quite difficult for me. By the will of Swami, the first week of the June before I heading to the Malaysia, my father was passed away in hospital. This was very difficult to me and my family. But we did not take any office leave. We still continue our work and we have so much to prepare for the funeral matter, especially my father's last wishes, one wishes. He wants his physical body to be buried in land naturally without cremation. But there's no samadhi land was assigned or given to any people in Hong Kong. No such thing. But I still filed the application for my father. Even there's no such application. I leave it to Swami. And by the grace of the Swami and the love of all the devotees in the program, I done my best. I finished my duty as the speaker in the first and second weekend in Malaysia and Singapore. And Swami has scheduled my father's funeral at the last weekend of June. So in the third weekend, I finally got the chance after 1 month's time to come back to the Buddha party. At usual, at about 4 a.m. in the early morning, I arrived at the ashram. I offered my palamaska in front of the Swami resident, and I told Swami, I'm not able to attend the Supabhatam because I'm too tired. I haven't got proper sleep in the past 2 months. I want 2 hours sleep before the morning dust in Kuan Hall. And during this soft sleep, Swami gave me a very beautiful dream. I, together with my family and my father's body, enter in the Golden Gate. And Swami, standing with the whole Sevada team inside the gate to visit us. And Swami come to me and holding my hand, and I cried. And I said to Swami, Swami, thank you so much for permitting my father his very first time to come to the Putta party, the Pasanti Lila. And Swami said, with so much tear in his eye, Swami, you said, not now. When your father in the hospital, I'm making all the arrangements for him to come to Pasanti Lila. And then Swami, you materialize all the vibhuti from a portal and put on the body of my father. And then you ask the Sevadas team to send my father's body inside the ashram. And you together with my family in a room, you make sure we all have a proper meal. And then I take a cake in offering to you. And Swami, you said, I don't take sweet, you eat. And I woke up with so much tear in my eyes, but filled with so much love and mercy in my heart. On that morning, I have a beautiful dasan with so much present of Swami in Kuan Hall. And after that, you know what? I was received a big vibhuti, big bag of the vibhuti materialized from a Swami photo inside the ashram by a senior devotee to my father. That was not a dream. And next morning, when I arrived Hong Kong, I received a call from the government to inform me that a new samadhi land was allotted to my father. When I went to the government office to get the land paper, it's not even to believe by the officer. They have to double check and double check with the head office. And then come to my knowledge. The samadhi land was situated next to the samadhi of those government heroes who sacrificed their life to our Hong Kong. It's such a big compliment and divine gift to my father and my whole family. And also, the samadhi land is situated in a beautiful mountain who can oversee our family home. Because my father always said, when he passed away, he want to sleep in a mountain, can see our family home, he know what we are doing and about our donkey. And I did not tell Swami, but Swami know everything and satisfy all the wishes of my father. And I don't know how to thank Swami. I said to Swami, I offer my life to you, Swami. But what it to you, to Swami? Because all our life were given by Swami. And I promise to Swami, I will use my whole life to work very hard and to make you feel proud and happy, Swami. Swami, I want to conclude the speech by a message you have given to me through the Bible when I was in the Jerusalem. You said, in your prayer, whatever you prayed, if you have the faith that can be accomplished. I will make it accomplished for you. And Swami, this is not a promise to me, but to everyone here. And we will holding the promise and to keep going and going for you, Swami. We all love you. I love you. Jesaya.
Om Shri Sai Ram, my most beloved Bhagwan Shri Sathya Sai Baba, Honorable Governor of Telangana, Her Excellency Dr. Tamilisai Soundararajan, respected members of Shri Sathya Sai Central Trust, dignitaries, all the guests in the August gathering present here, and also those in absentia, but who are still present here in mind and spirit, and my dear students. My most humble and loving pranams, Bhagawan, to my dearest mother Sai. Sai Ram, and a very good morning to all of you. It's my great privilege and honor to introduce Her Excellency Dr. Tamilisai Soundararajan, who is not only the first woman governor of Telangana, but she is also the youngest among all state governors. I welcome you, madam, to this holy abode of Prashanti Nilayam. It's an abode of supreme peace and Puttaparthi, which has already become the spiritual heartbeat of the world. I'm happy to state that though politically inclined, Her Excellency Dr. Tamilisai Soundararajan is a medical doctor by profession. She pursued her MBBS at Madras Medical College, Chennai, and did her specialization in obstetric and gynecology at Dr. MGR Medical University, Chennai. She did her higher training in sonology and FET therapy, which is a frozen embryo transfer therapy, in Canada. Prior to political commitment, she worked as an assistant professor at Ramchandra Medical College, Chennai for 5 years. Her political career started quite early. She became interested in politics from childhood, having been brought up in a political family. She was elected as a student leader during her studies at Madras Medical College. She served the Tamil Nadu state Bharatiya Janata Party unit in various capacities, starting from South Chennai District Medical Wing Secretary in 1999, State General Secretary Medical Wing in 2001, All India Co-Convener Medical Wing for Southern States in 2005, State General Secretary in 2007, State Vice President in 2010, and she was elevated as National Secretary All India BJP in 2013. She was appointed as the Governor of Telangana on 1st September 2019 by the order of the Honorable President of India. She took charge as Governor of Telangana on 8th September 2019. She has played an active role in the media, where she has conducted various programs. She has conducted a program of oratory skills for students and children, which was broadcasted in Tamil channel Raj TV for more than 10 years. She conducted a weekly program for women in Doordarshan channel, which was also aired as Magalir Panchayat, that's Women's Court, for over 5 years. She has participated in several political debates with other political leaders, which have been broadcasted on various local channels, Sun TV, NDTV, Times Now. She is a supporter of the women's right and emphasizes that any woman who has faced any kind of harassment should be given justice. Last but not the least, I'll be failing in mentioning that she is also a devotee, I would say incognito, who quietly attends the bhajans at Sundaram, and there she does not go with her title, madam. So you are a devotee par excellence, incognito. I would like to now invite you to share your thoughts with all of us. Thank you. Jai Sai. You'll need that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Om Sai Ram. Very good morning to everybody. Am I standing here as governor of Telangana? Am I standing here as a doctor? Am I standing here as a woman on Women's Day? No. I am standing here because I am a very humble devotee of our Swami Satya Sai Baba. I am thrilled today. So many times I have planned to come to Prasanthi Bhavan. So many times. I was unable to come to this holy land. I am a regular visitor of Sundaram at Chennai. Whatever may be the time, whether it is 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, or even I have gone to Sundaram by night 12 o'clock. No Thursday goes without me visiting Sundaram if I am in Chennai. Whatever may be the time, if my meeting gets over by 11:30, I will be at Sundaram by 11:45. Because I gained the strength for the whole week on that Thursday from our Swami's golden feet. The whole day's strength I gain on that Thursday where I go to our Swami's place and I gain the strength. And apart from that, as I mentioned here, so many times I have tried to come here because I can recite my first visit to Whitefield. It is my husband's friend, Dr. Mohan, who took us to Whitefield when my child was much younger. From that time, I started praying our Swami Baba. And I can recite one very important incident where Baba influenced me totally towards him. It was an introduction. I want to congratulate Shobana Swaminathan for her excellent musical program. I think her performance was added in a much more beautiful way because it is actually in the Prashanti Nilayam. And I have to recite, after that I was not a regular visitor of Sundaram, and then and there I used to go to Swami's place. As it was introduced here, from my basic membership, I rose to the level of president of BJP. It was in the year 2001, when our honorable present vice president, Venkayaji, was our national president. I just joined party, 1999 I joined the party and I was a very young member in BJP. He came and I was not much introduced to the people of Tamil Nadu as well as to the people of our party. So he called me and told, today there is a felicitation to the all the All India office bearers. So you have to compare that program. I was excited by that call. But I was suffering from a very bad throat on that day. Very bad throat. I was unable to express even my simple words on that day. So I called I was working at Ramachandra Medical College as a assistant professor at that time. So I called my husband telling that my national president has given me such a great opportunity. But I don't know how I could perform because I'm having a very bad throat. As a doctor, I know that the way it was, at least it will take 2 or 3 days for it get resolved. So I called my husband and told that I want my throat, get it cleared. Then I wanted to take some medicine. Then I told him the way it is. Only ordinary tablets could not resolve it. So I can take some injection so that it could be resolved until to some extent. I got into the lift. One devotee of Baba, Swami Baba, gave me a photo of Baba and gave me some Kalkand. I put it in my mouth. I got into the lift from the first floor. My husband's room was in the third floor. I went there. Then I went to my husband's room. Then I was talking to him. Then he asked me, what happened to your bad throat? I was very crystal clear, my voice was. Even today as a doctor, because if I am not a medical profession, I can say it's a miracle. But as a doctor, I know how long it will take to get resolved that sore throat with congestion and with edema. That was the first experience I had with our Swami Satya Sai Baba. So I am not here just words. I am not expressing my just words. Here I have come to express my inner feeling. Each and every minute I am guided by Baba. Each and every minute. He has guided me during my success. He has guided me during my failures. He has guided me on the most difficult days of political career. Here, as a representative of womenhood, I am standing here. I am really excited to know that our Swami Baba, Satya Sai Baba, made all the women proud by celebrating November 19th as exclusively Women's Day. So I foresee how he has thought about the womenhood. For women, politics is not an easy job. It's a men's field, I can say. Definitely it's a men's field. Like judiciary, our honorable judge, how she can recite her experience. So it's a men's field. But whatever may be the most difficult days, I have narrated so many incidences with my well-wishers while going in the car. So many days. So I have to salute the grace of our Baba, because he heard the wishes of her mother, his mother, saying that definitely we should have an institution for women, and Baba fulfilled her desire. So we have to narrate this with our most proud movement that our Baba made our women as graduates when it was not thought of by others. And it was the wish of his mother. The people are suffering from diseases. They need a simple hospital. Another thing, when I heard about Baba's grace, I was working as a consultant at Childress Hospital. We used to treat neonates. And when we find cardiac anomalies, particularly patent ductus arteriosus, simply to say, because madam cardiologist only introduced me, I heard. And simply telling in colloquial words, hole in the heart. We used to tell that your baby is suffering from such cardiac anomaly. It will take some lakhs to get it treated. So we used to give the estimation. But to our surprise, after 30 to 35 days, we used to follow babies who came here, got it rectified, freely lakhs and lakhs rupees worth surgeries organized and conducted totally free. Because I used to tell, when I was practicing, when I go rounds, people will be in a much worried manner. I used to tell them, don't get worried. Don't be worried. We will find the cause of the disease. Don't worry about the cause of the disease. They used to tell, I am not worried about the cause of the disease, doctor. We are worried about the cost of the disease. Here I was here, I heard that all departments are there. Cardiology department is here. Nephrology department is here. Gynecology department is here. Pediatric department is here. No, there is no any building department here. That is the beauty of our Swami. Because as a doctor, I should not tell myself. Because once, 2 or 3 persons were sitting in the reception hall of a dentist. There was a shrill of noise. Both were interacting. One person told, why there is a very big noise inside the consultation room of the dentist. Then one person told, the dentist is extracting the teeth. Then after that, the shrill was much higher. The other person called, they have completed the extraction of the teeth. Why the shrill is more? The doctor who extracted the teeth, now they are extracting the bill. So only the shrill is too much. So that, even though I am doctor, I should not tell, but that is the practice. Now the medical profession has become the most costliest profession, business. But I should salute and my humble pranams to our honor, our Swami, for rendering this medical service totally free. So as a doctor, I can feel the burden of the patients getting relieved by coming to Satya Sai Hospital. So this is my humble feeling I thought I should express here. And apart from that, as I told, each and every time, even in my difficulties, politically, if I have some heaviness in my heart, in my mind, I used to go to Sundaram, just I go to the prayer hall and put all the burdens in the golden feet of our Swami, and I used to leave the place with much light heart. That only helped me. So as I narrated, first I wanted to come to Prashanthi Nilayam so many times, but Baba wanted me to come as a governor for the first time to Prashanthi. It's Baba's wish. He wanted his humble devotee to enter Prashanthi Nilayam as a governor. So my pranams and my humble respects to our Baba. And whatever may be, even now, what all the vibhuti which I am having, I pray all the temples, I go to all the temples, but the vibhuti each and every day I put on my forehead is Baba's vibhuti, which I get from Sundaram each and every Thursday. These are not the temples, these are the words from the bottom of my heart. And apart from that, as women, I have learned, studied so many advice given by our Baba. I was reading about, as I have to come to a Women's Day, women are the creatures who are facing the challenges each and every day in their life in a much harder way than it was thought. It's much harder way. Because as a woman, as a daughter, as a mother, as a daughter-in-law, as a mother-in-law, as a teacher, as a doctor, women face much challenges. As it is said in the introduction, women should, I was talking to our Vasundhara Raja Sindhya, who was the chief minister of Rajasthan. She was telling me, as a woman, to get at least considered for a post, we have to work 10 times more than our counterpart women. That is true. That is true. 10 times we have to at least to get considered. I am not blaming the society, but the society is like that. So our Baba has taught us how to counter what all the difficult situations in our life. I was reading about our Baba's advised women, she was in a program, he has told, all women face the marriage life. Isn't it? We are all face marriage life. When we enter into a new home, it's a land of divinity that has rendered to you by the grace of God. So don't fight with your mother-in-law. He is telling, don't fight with your mother-in-law. Your mother-in-law may be a senior person. That's what I was astonished by, the advice of Baba. He don't want to pamper the young ladies. No, let your mother-in-law tell you, you're the child of God. He didn't tell that. You respect your mother-in-law. Foresee a day, if you are not respecting your mother-in-law, foresee a day, you may be facing a daughter-in-law and you may be a mother-in-law in the later day. So foresee the day. And another thing, his advice is telling, practice for a gentle character of sacrifice. The words here, gentle character of sacrifice. Don't think that I am sacrificing my family. No, this is the gentle character of sacrifice. So when we give something only, women can get so many things. So you practice that. Your mother-in-law may be experienced. She may be having some foresight. She may be have a very wide experience. She may be serving the family in much longer days than you. So you respect your mother-in-law. I can narrate one incident in Ramayana, because I correlated this with Swamiji's advice. Sita went to forest with Rama, and all the people from the palace is going to see Sita, her relatives, friends, well-wishers and servants. Sita, seeing all of them, got excited and she was asking, Kaigeyi parrot is okay. She was inquiring about the Kaigeyi parrot. A small flashback. As we all know, Sita is very fond of birds and animals. We know the trouble she got when she was deer to deer. So Rama, after marriage, got a parrot to her. You see Rama's character in that also. Then she called, took the parrot and she gave it to Rama and told, you got a very beautiful parrot to me. So now tell, I want to coin a name to this parrot. You tell me the most lovable name to you. He didn't hear his mother's name. He told Kaigeyi's name. So you can coin the name of Kaigeyi parrot to this. So she made that as a Kaigeyi parrot and she was calling it as parrot Kaigeyi, like that. Then there came a period that she left for the forest with Rama. So she called the servants and inquired about the parrot. Then she was telling, why I inquired about the Kaigeyi parrot? Because whatever may be the situation in the palace, but why I particularly inquired about Kaigeyi parrot? The world, so she was asking, whether Kaigeyi parrot, you gave food to it, gave protection to it. Then she was telling, the world should not feel and think, because that parrot had the name of my mother-in-law, I didn't care about that. That blame should not come to me. So you see, even during Ramayana days itself, this mother-in-law, daughter-in-law problem is there. So we are all very simple people, small people, so we have to face it. So when we foresee a problem which much bigger way, the problem which we are facing will become very, very negligent, very small problem. So that is why Baba says, our Swami Baba says, make the problem into a very small problem. It will be dissolved, so that you see the other bigger problem faced by the others. So as women, we should be very courageous, maybe very with conviction, with concrete thought, we have to face the life. Baba Swami says another, I used to get criticism as a lady. We can see that more than man, women, whatever we speak, whatever we act, we get more criticisms. So once I was lying down, hardly felt by a criticism. I was opening our Baba's message. There I read one message. So many times I have experienced, if I go and open the book of our Baba's message, that could be the answer for that political or that hardest situation which I faced on that day. I just opened, Baba says, if there is a letter coming to your address, if you are receiving that letter, it is yours. If you are not receiving and you are sending back to the addressee, that is his. So whatever may be the criticism, you don't receive in your heart. You don't hear it. You just send back. The criticism is the person who sent it. So it is theirs. So whenever I receive or I face with any criticism, I used to think in my mind, I have not received, as Baba said, I have not received this letter. This criticism is the person who did that. So let it go to him. So these all the blessings and the advice which we got from Baba. So as a woman who is standing in front of you as a humble devotee of our Swami Baba, and I as a doctor, and even he was respecting and responding to his mother's request, whether it was to inaugurate women's college or simple school or hospital or river to Chennai, Tamil Nadu, whatever may be, he respected his mother. So only he planned to celebrate a day for women. So we feel our craze towards us by our Baba. And I am really happy to be here. And as our Baba is guiding each and every day, we will be the most strongest personalities in the world. Nobody can shake anybody. Be courageous. Be courageous, as our honorable judge told. If women are courageous enough, they can face any problem. Women are not for crying. Please enjoy the beautiful world. Don't compromise your happiness for anything. Life is for living. There is our Swami Baba is there to guide us. So let us live our life with full happiness, with the guidance of our Baba. My wishes, best wishes to you all. My humble respects to my golden feet of our Baba Sai Ram. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Governor, for your very powerful speech. I now pray to beloved Bhagwan to give us his divine message for this day. Thank you.
Prema Swarupulare.
Embodiments of love.
Prachina kalam nundi ee hrudayanni pavitramuga avinchukuntoo vacharu pavitramainatvanti yokka streelu.
Women from time immemorial have tried to keep up this purity of the heart.
Gata jeevudagu patini pratikinchi emugalche Savitri Bharata Sadvigadi.
Is not
chachinatvanti yokka patanu pratikinchinatvanti streelu unnaru kaani చచ్చినటువంటి భార్యను ప్రతికించినటువంటి పురుషుడు ఎక్కడ కనిపించడం లేదు. ఏ చరిత్రలో కూడా మనకు తెలియదు.
In the whole of history, there have been women who brought back like Savitri dead husbands to life. But there is not a single example of a man who has brought back to life a dead wife.
ఈనాడు ఆధునిక యుగం మార్గం చేత అనేక రకములైనటువంటి యొక్క చర్యలు ఆధునికంగానే చేరిపోతున్నాయి.
Because of the changes of this modern world, all new fangled thoughts.
సద్భావమునకు సచ్చర్యలకు సచ్చింతలకు చక్కని అవకాశమే కనిపించడం లేదు.
దర్ ఇస్ నో ప్లేస్ వాట్స్ ఎవర్ ఫర్ గుడ్ థాట్స్ ఫర్ గుడ్ యాక్షన్స్ ఫర్ ఎనీ టైప్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్ డీడ్స్.
కనుక ఈనాడు స్త్రీలకు ఈ పవిత్రమైనటువంటి యొక్క భావనలు అభివృద్ధి పరచుకోవాలి. దీనికి సత్యసాయి సంస్థలని సత్యసాయి మహిళా విభాగములని దీనికి ఏర్పరిచి ఈ సత్సంగ ప్రభావాన్ని జగమునకు చాటే నిమిత్తమై దీనికి ఏర్పరుస్తూ వచ్చాం.
ఫర్ ద పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ ఇంక్రీజింగ్ ద రికగ్నిషన్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ వాల్యూస్ అండ్ దెన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ద ఉమెన్ హూ షుడ్ అప్హోల్డ్ ఇట్ అండ్ సో దర్ ఆర్ వేరియస్ ఆర్గనైజేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయి లైక్ మహిళా విభాగ్ అండ్ సో మెనీ అదర్ టైప్ ఆఫ్.
కనుకనే స్త్రీలు కూడినప్పుడే జగత్తంతైకుడును ఒక పవిత్రమైనటువంటి దేశంగా రూపొందుతుంది.
ఇట్స్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ ద విమెన్ గెట్ టుగెదర్ దట్ ద హోల్ నేషన్ బికమ్స్ సంథింగ్ ఎగ్జెంప్లరీ.
ఈ స్త్రీల యొక్క సంఘము ఎంతనో గొప్ప విలువను సంపాదించింది.
సో ద సొసైటీ ఆఫ్ విమెన్ గివ్స్ లెన్స్ ఇట్ అ లాట్ ఆఫ్ డిగ్నిటీ.
ఇటువంటి స్త్రీల యొక్క తత్వమును ఈనాటి పురుషులు కూడాను గుర్తించడానికి ప్రయత్నించడం లేదు.
సో మెన్ షుడ్ మేక్ అన్ ఎఫర్ట్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ a value in women.
దేశమును కూడాను హస్తగతం గావించుకునేటువంటి శక్తి కలిగినటువంటి స్త్రీలు ఈ స్త్రీలు.
These women are those who can really do such things in the world.
స్త్రీలు కేవలం సామాన్యమైనటువంటి యొక్క బానిసలుగా భావిస్తున్నారు అనేక మంది పురుషులు.
Men think that women are just subordinate to them.
కాదు కాదు.
It's not so.
వారు తలంచినప్పుడు జగత్తునే ఒక మూట మాదిరి కట్టగలరు.
When they just think they can just bundle up the world.
అటువంటి శక్తి సామర్థ్యములు కలిగినటువంటి స్త్రీలను మనం ఈనాడు చులకన చేయటం చేతనే మన గతి ఈ విధంగా మారిపోతున్నది.
ఇట్స్ బికాస్ వి ఆర్ బిలీటింగ్ సచ్ విమెన్ హూ కెన్ డూ సచ్ ట్రెమెండస్ టాస్క్ ద వరల్డ్ హస్ కమ్ టు దిస్ స్టేజ్.
స్త్రీలు సాధించలేనిటువంటిది లేదు లోకంలో.
దేర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ దట్ ఎ ఉమెన్ కెనాట్ అచీవ్.
అలాంటి స్త్రీల యొక్క తత్వమును మనం దినము కూడా గుర్తించి వారు తగినటువంటి ప్రోత్సాహ ఉత్సాహములు కూడా కల్పించి వారికి తగినటువంటి సమాజం లోపల తోడ్పాటు గావించాలి.
రికగ్నైజింగ్ దిస్ క్వాలిటీ ఇన్ ఉమెన్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు గివ్ అ సపోర్ట్ అండ్ ట్రై టు ఎన్కరేజ్ హర్ అండ్ సీ దట్ షీ బికమ్స్ ద పిల్లర్ ఇన్ సొసైటీ.
అలాంటి ఎంకరేజ్మెంట్ ఏ మాత్రమూ చేయటం లేదు స్త్రీలకు.
The women do not get encouragement at all.
ఏదైనా ఒక సత్సంగంలో ప్రవేశించినారంటే ఈ పురుషులకు దానిపైన కోపం కలుగుతుంది.
If they go to satsang, the men become angry.
వారి స్వార్థము వారి స్వప్రయోజనముకి మాత్రమే ప్రయత్నిస్తున్నారు కానీ స్త్రీల వల్ల జగత్తునికి ఎంత ఉపకారం కలుగుతుంది ఎంత పవిత్రమైనటువంటి మార్గం ఏర్పడుతుంది అనేటువంటి సత్యాన్ని వారు గుర్తించుకోలేకపోతున్నారు.
They are only thinking of their own selfishness of the self comfort. They are not able to realize that through women alone that society can progress.
చాలా వరకు స్త్రీల యందు స్వార్థరహితమైనటువంటి హృదయం ఉంటుంటాయి.
Women have got a heart which is devoid of selfishness.
దయా ప్రేమల చేత వారి హృదయం నిండి ఉంటాయి.
Their heart is full of compassion and kindness.
పిల్లలను పోషించేటువంటి విషయం లోపల ఎంతనో జాగ్రత్తగా ఉంటుంటారు.
In bringing up their children they are so careful.
ఒక క్షణమైన కూడా భర్త సహించుకోలేడు.
Even one moment the husband cannot
carry a pillan poshinchetunte vidhanamlo ratrim pagalu kodanu streelu entano paatu padutuntaru.
Night and day the woman will strive to look after her child.
Aa pillali yokka pravartanaku enniyo vidhamainatunte yokka thodpaadu kuda chestuntaru.
And she will always support the child in many of its actions and thoughts.
Ee naadu chadumulu valla ఈ నాటి విద్యా విధానముల వల్ల ఆ పిల్లల యొక్క పరిస్థితులు క్రమక్రమేణా మాలిన్యమైపోతున్నది.
టుడే బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ మోడర్న్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ద చిల్డ్రన్ ఆర్ గెటింగ్ లిటిల్ డిగ్రేడెడ్.
పూర్వమంతా పిల్లలకి ఏదైనా అక్షర స్వీకారం చేయాలనుకుంటుంటే
ఇన్ ది ఎర్లీ డేస్ వెన్ ద చైల్డ్ హ్యాడ్ టు బి ఇనిషియేటెడ్
ఇన్ లెటర్స్ ఓం నమః శివాయ ఓం నమో నారాయణాయ అని చెప్పేటువంటి వారు.
And the women would teach the child, say Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namo Narayana.
ఆ యొక్క ప్రేరణతోనే ఆ పిల్లల యొక్క హృదయాలు క్రమక్రమేణా హృదయంలో చిత్రించుకుని పోతూ వచ్చాయి.
And with this type of training that the children's hearts would expand.
ఈనాటి ఆధునిక యుగం యొక్క చదువులు ఏ రీతిగా ఉన్నాయి?
What is the type of modern education?
వాళ్ళకి అక్షర స్వీకారం చేయాలనుకుంటే,
if they want to be initiated,
చిన్న చిన్న బుక్కులు చదివించాలంటే,
if they have to read small books,
తల్లి తండ్రులు కూడా ఎలాంటి పుస్తకాలు చెప్పిస్తున్నారు?
How do the parents, what type of books do
they have? Black sheep అంటారు. వాళ్ళకి నేర్పించేటువంటిది.
So this is what they teach them. Baba, black sheep.
కనుకనే మనం చెడ్డ పదాలంతా కూడా ఈనాడు పిల్లలకంతా నేర్పిస్తున్నాము.
సో వి ఆర్ టీచింగ్ చిల్డ్రన్ ఆల్ బ్యాడ్ థింగ్స్.
ఎవరైనా ఇంటికి వచ్చేస్తే వారికి నమస్కారం చేసి పిల్లలను చాలా స్వాగతం చేసేటువంటి వారు.
ఎర్లియర్ చిల్డ్రన్ వెన్ ఎనీ ఎల్డర్స్ కేమ్ టు ద హౌస్ దే వుడ్ డూ నమస్కార్.
ఈనాడు అట్టి వినయ విధేయత పూర్తి కోల్పోయినారు.
దేర్ ఇస్ నో హ్యూమిలిటీ దీస్ డేస్ ఇన్ చిల్డ్రన్.
ప్రాచీన కాలంలో ఇలాంటి పవిత్రమైన చదువులు పిల్లలకు చెప్పించేటువంటి వారు.
ఇన్ ది ఓల్డెన్ డేస్ చిల్డ్రన్ వేర్ టాట్ సచ్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్.
కానీ ఈనాడు మా పిల్లలు పెద్ద చదువు చదవాలని గొప్పవారు కావాలని ఆశిస్తున్నారు.
Today parents think that their children should study very high and they should become very important.
తల్లిదండ్రులంతా కూడా మా బిడ్డలు గొప్పవారు కావాలని ఏనాడు కూడా వారు ఆశించలేదు.
In olden times the parents never thought that the children should become some great person.
మా పిల్లలు మంచివారు కావాలని ఆశించారు.
They desired that the children should become good people.
ఆ మంచివారు కావాలని ఆశించిన చేతనే భారతదేశము ఇంత దేశమునకంత ఆదర్శవంతమైనటువంటి జీవితంగా అందిస్తుంటారు.
Because they all desired that the children should be good people, that the land of Bharat has become an example to
ఈనాడు భారతదేశం పోయేటువంటి పిల్లలకంతా కూడా తల్లిదండ్రులకు చక్కని బోధలు చెప్పారు కదా.
Today the parents have got to give them good advice.
కానీ ఈనాడు పిల్లలకు చెప్పడం లేదు.
But today children don't. As soon as they come home,
amma TV switch chestundi.
Mother switches on the TV.
Nanu vachi kucchuntadu.
Father comes and sits down.
Nanu kodukku kuda TV chusukuntu aanandanni anubhistuntaru.
And then the father and son see the TV and feel very happy.
Ivi nerpinchedi.
Is this what one teaches the children? Not at all.
Aanati talli dandulu intiki vachina tarchalame pooja room daggara pichukoni poyeyatundi vaaru.
In those days the parents, as soon as the children came from school,
teachers cheppinatundi vishayalanta kuda nu variki chakkaga arthamayyatattuga bodhinchetundi vaaru.
They would take them to the prayer room and then tell them what the teachers had told them again and again so that they could understand.
Inaadi college pillalakanta kuda talli dandulu ore nu goppa chadavali kavarra.
Today parents say to the
double degree pondali.
You have got to become a great
person. Cheyali
double degrees, post graduation.
Lakshyayantulainatundi mama gari meeku chikkutaru untaru.
It's only then that the whole world will respect you and regard you.
Appudu father in law.
And the father in law.
Kani alanti vaanaadu koreetundi vaaru kaadu.
But those days the mothers and fathers didn't desire
mama gari chikkalani aashinchetundi vaaru kaadu.
They never thought they should get a great status and power.
Goppa gunavanturalani భార్య చిక్కాలని కోరేటువంటి
షుడ్ బికమ్ రియల్లీ గుడ్ పర్సన్.
కనుక ఆనాటి కాలం నుండి వచ్చినటువంటి పరిస్థితులు ఎంతయో మృదుమధురమైన ఉండేది.
ఇన్ దోస్ డేస్ ఆల్ దీస్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ హ్యాబిట్స్ వర్ సో వెరీ ఎంజాయబుల్ అండ్ ప్లెజెంట్.
ఈనాడు ప్రపంచంలో ఈ రకమైనటువంటి అవస్థలను మనం వింటున్నామంటే దీనికి మూల కారణం ఏమిటి?
ఇఫ్ టుడేస్ వరల్డ్ వి ఆర్ లిసనింగ్ టు సో మెనీ అడ్వర్స్ థింగ్స్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద రీజన్?
గుణవంతులైన తల్లిదండ్రులు ఇంట్లో లేరు.
బికాజ్ ద పేరెంట్స్ దెంసెల్వ్స్ ఆర్ నాట్
ఇంట్లో గుణవంతులైన తల్లిదండ్రులు లేకపోవడం చేతనే గుణవంతులైనటువంటి బిడ్డలు అభివృద్ధి కావడం లేదు.
ఇఫ్ ద పేరెంట్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ గుడ్ బై దెంసెల్వ్స్ ద చిల్డ్రన్ రియల్లీ కెన్ నాట్ బికమ్ గుడ్.
కనుక మొట్టమొదట గృహమే ప్రధానం, మొట్టమొదటి స్కూల్.
సో ద ఫస్ట్ థింగ్ ఇస్ ద హోమ్ ఆర్ ద స్కూల్.
ఇలాంటి ప్రబోధనలు చేసే నిమిత్తమైపోయి ఈ 19వ తేదీ నవంబర్ 19వ తేదీ ఈ దినము పవిత్రమైన దినంగా రూపొందింపచేశారు.
సో టు గివ్ యూ దిస్ మెసేజ్ నవంబర్ 19th హస్ బికమ్ ఎ వెరీ హోలీ డే.
నవంబర్ 19th ఏదో ఒక తమాష కోసం నిర్ణయించింది కాదు.
నవంబర్ 19th ఇస్ నాట్ దే ఫర్ మియర్.
తల్లుల యొక్క ప్రేమతత్వాన్ని జగత్తునకు చాటాలి.
టు డిసెమినేట్ ద మదర్స్ లవ్ టు ద హోల్ వరల్డ్.
పిల్లలను పవిత్రవంతులుగా రూపొందింపచేయాలి.
అండ్ ద చిల్డ్రన్ షుడ్ బికమ్ ప్యూర్.
ఆదర్శవంతమైన పుత్రులుగా రూపొందించాలి.
దే మస్ట్ బికమ్ ఎగ్జాంపులరీ చిల్డ్రన్.
అందు నిమిత్తమై 19వ తేదీ పవిత్రమైన దినంగా రూపొందింపచేశారు.
ఫర్ దిస్ రీజన్ దిస్ 19th ఇస్ బికమ్ ఎ హాలో డే.
కాబట్టి ఈ 19th అనేటువంటిది ఇంకా జన్మమంతా ఎన్ని జన్మలు వచ్చినా కానీ ఈ 19th ఏంటి మారదు ఇంకా.
So time may pass, eons may pass, but 19th will remain forever. Many years may go by, but the November
19th
will never change because it is the outcome of Swami. And on 19th, November 19th, many people do celebrate it.
కనుకనే ఈ 19వ తేదీకి భగవంతుని ప్రేమను పొందే నిమిత్తమై ఆచరించేసినవి మీరు భావించాలి.
సో యూ మస్ట్ థింక్ దట్ నవంబర్ 19th హస్ బిన్ ఇయర్ మార్క్డ్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్ టు ఆబ్టైన్ ద లవ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్.
ప్రేమముదిత మనసిక రామ 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 రామ
రామ సముద్ర సుఖద నావ ఏక రామ పరమ శాంతి సుఖ నిదాన దివ్య రామ మాతా పితా బంధు సక సభకి కామనా భక్త జనర జీవన ఘన ఏక రామ జనర జీవన జన ఏక రామ
Sai Ram, before we conclude with bhajans, prasad distribution and aarti, I request Dr. Haima Reddy to please come forward and assist us in felicitating the Honorable Governor. I request now Mrs. Naganand to come and assist us in felicitating Miss Isabella Chu. I now request Mrs. Ratnakar to please come and assist us in felicitating Dr. Shobhana Swaminathan and the other co-artist, Usha.
Bye. Devi Bhavani Ma, Jai Sai Bhavani Ma.
Thank you. Satya Sai.